South, the Playmaker's Bar, 40% shooting, lights out. That is sponsored by Fanatics. Officially license everything with Fanatics.com. Officially license everything. Jerseys, hats, sportswear, even duffel bags and book bags. Get everything that you want for your sport, favorite sports team or sports player with Fanatics.com, with sports fan shop. Also, shooting lights are sponsored by Liz. Locker rooms by Liz. Get your favorite custom hats, custom t-shirts, and even official license t-shirts and jerseys at Locker Rooms by Liz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Shooting Lights Out.
Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win, that's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting Lights Out.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for the double play of Shooting Lights Out. Now, I talk NBA, I got to talk WNBA. So you already know what it is, man. We got to do it. It's crazy that I'm doing both NBA and WNBA on the same day. I've never done this before. I ain't making food right now, but I love it. Excuse me. But you know me, the playmaker down in silence here, bringing you another episode of Shooting Lights Out on the same day, May 25th, 2023. Open week of the WNBA season. Just about finished, but they got some games today, and then when tomorrow hits, then it's been a full week of full WNBA basketball. But a lot took place in the WNBA from last Friday on up to now. We're going to jump right into it. I'm not going to take too much of your time. We're going to hop right into it. So we're going to begin opening day Friday. It was May 19th. Sorry, I didn't get the date up there, but May 19th was the day on Friday. You had the Mystics beat the Liberty, the Suns beat the Freeborn, the Sky beat the Lynx, and the Sparks beat the Mercury. But we're going to dive into each game so you know how we're going to roll on here. Beginning first with the Connecticut Suns taking on the Indiana Fever. The Connecticut Suns took it 70-61. Leah Boston's debuting. Actually, I got it wrong here, but Lil Dawson's debut didn't go so quite well. But as you can see here, the Connecticut Suns, three players in double figures, led by Bronner with 19 points, Aliyah Thomas with 18-7 with six assists, and Jones with 13-9. It was a very fabulous game for the Suns with a 9-point win. Congratulations to the Connecticut Suns. And that, yes, you see here, things didn't go right, and it was off telkit. But the Chicago Sky took down the Minnesota Lynx down up in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. Chicago Sky 77, Minnesota Lynx 66. I think Eric Williams with 14 points But Kaylee Cooper, 20 points, 7 boards, 5 assists to lead the Sky in a win. And if you know it, if you is on the wrong box, it should be the second quarter. Look at the second quarter, 22-3 in the second quarter. 22-3 in the second quarter. That is ridiculous. That's where the Chicago Sky took over, and they didn't look back. They just didn't look back. That is a beating in the second quarter. Like you see, nothing to have a 19-point lead. It was a total 19-point lead for the Sky, and it just didn't look back. Oh, my ladies, my New York Liberty had their first game that was on the road to the Washington Mystics, and it was not a good performance for my Lynx here, as the Mystics won 80-64. My Liberty got punched in the mouth. Elena Deladon, 13 points. Yeah, Natasha Cloud with 14. Aria Atkins with 14. It just didn't look right.
Brianna Stewart, her first game with the Liberty, 12-12 on the day, 0-5 from 3-3 for 20 from the field. Jack Crud Jones, 2-6 from the field, only 5 points and 5 boards. Sabrina Inescu led the way with 18 points, 7-20 from the field, 2-9 from 3 with 8 boards. It was not a good debut. Ooh, not a good debut for my Liberty on Friday. Not good. Last Friday was not a good day for us, but it happened. So sign up the season 0-1. And then the nightcap, as you can see here, that we did not shoot the ball particularly well. And then the nightcap, it was the Phoenix Mercury with the return of Brittany Griner. And she made her return in the City of Angels against the new look Los Angeles Sparks. Griner, her first game back, 18 points, 6 boards in her first game back. But the Sparks was not playing around. They happy that Brittany Griner was back, but it was a game to be played, and that second quarter showed it all. 35-19. Woo! 14-point difference there after being down 3 in the first. In the first quarter, they went up in a halftime up 11, and Phoenix couldn't do nothing about it. The Ogumike sisters combined for 32 points, 11 boards, 4 assists. That is China and Nikhil. They doing thing. The girls back together. I'm going to say Leah Brown, 14 points to add with it. So, good win for the Sparks. Good start for the Sparks. Mercury, first game back with Brittany Griner. It's good to see her back on the court. Diane Taurasi had 15 points. But that was all about it for the Phoenix Mercury. That was Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That was Friday. Saturday, we had 2 games on the docket. The Atlanta Dream begin day season against the Minnesota Lynx. And Kinetic and the Suns played the Mystics for the first time. I still say the Dallas Wings. I'm sorry. Dallas Wings took it 85-78. Something about the second quarter, man. This is like the third game in the opening week that the second quarter was a difference. 26-12, Wings over the Dream. 26-12. 14 point. They went up 17 at halftime, and that was it. Natasha Howell, 20 points, 10 boards. Sabe, 25.7 boards. Arika Ogumawale, 27 points on the day. It was it. Ryan Howard had 20 points and 10 boards, but she didn't get no help outside of Parker with 18 points and 11 boards. That was about it. Alicia Gray on the gave you 7 points, 7 boards, and 7 assists. It was all Dallas Wings, and my girl Megan Price is happy about that start for her Dallas Wings. That was a display of greatness in that game. After that, you know, biggest lead was 22, and Atlanta was up 4. That was in the first quarter sometime. But after that, it was all Dallas Wings. I mean, all Dallas Wings from that point forward. And then the defending champs. They took the court on the road against the Seattle Storm, which I'm still mad about. Like, why is the defending champ starting their season on the road? They need to have a championship banner ceremony to open up the season. Let the world see the championship banner. Let the world see the ceremony. Let them get their rings like they do in the NBA. But no, you sent the champs on the road to Seattle. And doing so, Seattle became a victim to a 41-point ass kicking. 105-64. The Vegas Aces scored 105 points in the opening game and only gave us 64. You see this, you see the two bosses. All five starters scored double digits. Candace Parker 12. AJ Wilson 13. Chelsea Glaze, 14. Chelsea Plum, 23. Jackie Young, 23. That is ridiculous. And look at the rebounding. Candace Parker, 4. AJ Wilson, 13. Chelsea Glaze, 6. Kelsey Plum, 5. Jackie Young, 5. I mean, it's going to be a long road for everybody that's on the Las Vegas Aces schedule, including my Liberty, because that – look at this. The starting five scored 85 points together. 85. So the rest of the team scored 30. The rest of the team outside the starting five for the Las Vegas Aces scored 30 points because these five scored 85
20 points. My bad. I take that back. They scored, the rest of the Aces scored 20 points. They didn't even need a bench. I was like, they didn't even need a bench. Them five by themselves just beat the brakes off. They still beat the brakes off the Seattle Storm. You just take off the bench points. The final score is 85-64. That's a 20-point victory. That's a 21-point victory. Good Lord have mercy. And then they scored a combined 85 points. How many rebounds they got together? And it's 4, 13, 6, 5, and 5. And they got 33 rebounds. So the starting five for the Las Vegas A's without Becky Hammond, because he's suspended for the first two games, scored 35 points, grabbed 33 rebounds, and accumulated for 20 assists. 85 points, 33 rebounds, and 20 assists. Good gracious. Oh my goodness.
Do I even want to look at the box? Do I even want to look at the team stats? I'm going to anyway. They shot 55% from the field. They shot 61% from three. The Storm shot 32% and 24% from three. And they was the home. They was the home team, not the Aces. The Storm was the home team. And this is what they did to them. The starting five had 20 assists. The total team had 22. The Storm had 12 assists as a team. Rebounded. They had 30. The starting five for the Aces had 33 rebounds. The whole team of the Seattle Storm had 32. Basically, the starting five of the Las Vegas Aces beat the Seattle Storm. That's basically what this happened. That don't make no sense. It does not make any sense. Points in the paint, 52-34. Good
gracious. I gotta shake my head on this. This is gonna be a long season. I can see it right now. Who's gonna beat this team? Who's gonna beat this team? Thankfully, my Knicks have 40 games to get it together. And I mean, thankfully, my Liberty got 40 games to get it together and see can they figure out some type of way to beat this team. Some team gonna figure out how to beat you, but can they do it on the consistent basis? That's the question. Good gracious. That was Saturday. Here's Sunday. My Liberty had a home opener against the Indiana Fever. You had the second meeting between the Misses and the Sun, and the Chicago Sky paid a visit to the Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner's home debut. Starting off with my New York Liberty, they came home, they didn't handle business 90-73 with a big win over the Indiana Fever. It started off with a 36-14 first quarter, and it kept it rolling ever since. Brianna Stewart, Stewie, 45 points. 12 boys, 6 of 9 from 3-point range, 15 from 21 from the field. It was the Stewie Show in the Barclays Center, and nobody's going to complain because she went in. Jonquel Jones had a better game at home, 14 points. Courtney Vandersloot added 9. And Sabrina Nescu, she wasn't really trying to score because it was the Brianna Stewart Show, like I said, but she did get you 8. 8 boys and 8 assists, so that's something to look at. Aaliyah Boston, second game, 15 points to go with 4 boys and 2 assists. They're going to need more from her. She need to play like she's still in South Carolina. If the NFV want to do anything, yeah, I do mean if they want to do anything, okay? Continuing on. Here's the box score here. Yeah, we shot almost 49% from the field, 48% from three, which is ridiculous. To the Indiana Fever shot 36% from the field, 25% from three. Ugh. And they never let. Not one bit they let. So I'll take care of that. The Connecticut Sun took care of the Washington Mystics in the final score of 80-74. Bonner, Thompson, and Jones letting the way. You had Thompson and Jones with a double-double, 14-16 for Thompson. 15-10 for Jones, but Bonner led away with 21 points. Orlando Delta down 19-11. Austin with 21-11. Natasha Carter with 13 with 6 assists, but it wasn't enough to get past the Kinetic Sun. Despite trading away Jonquel Jones to the New York Liberty, they signed off the season 2-0.
If you see the team stats right here, back and forth affair, but when it was time for the Suns to take over, they took over, and then we relinquished the lead. Good win for them. The Chicago Sky paid a visit to the Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner's home debut, and it didn't go well for Brittany Griner. 27 points, 10 boards on the day, and it wasn't good. Daniel Taurasi gave you 16, but the Williams sisters, they're not really sisters, but I want to call them because they both last name is Williams. 10 points, 8 boards, 12 points, 6 boards, 7 assists. Cooper, 15 points with 5 boards. Evans with 13 points. It was the starting five of the Sky that pulled, that prevailed away for the Sun, for the Sky to get a 2-0 lead and drop the Mercury to an 0-2 start to the season. And there you see the numbers right here. Both teams shot basically 40% from the field. Sky shot 40% from three to the Sun, to the Mercury, 31% from three. That's your difference right there. In that category, the three-point game favored the Sky over the Mercury. A quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to get into the other part of the first week of the WNBA season before we call it a day. The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop and official license everything. And speaking of Fanatics, ladies and gentlemen, sports fans, if you are a Denver Nuggets fan or you a Florida Panther fan, you can get your championship gear right now. Right now, with a little over 12 and a half hours to go on today's sales at Fanatics.com. The Denver Nuggets Western Conference Championship gear is set, and the Eastern Conference Champion for Hockey of the Florida Panthers is set. 60% off site-wide on Fanatics.com using the promo code GLIDE. That is G-L-I-D-E, GLIDE, at Fanatics.com. With sports fans shot in the fence, lessons, everything. Then now also, if you're not a Fanatics fan, you want to get it somewhere else, you can get it from Liz as well, the Denver Nuggets. Western Conference Championship gear, the Florida Panthers Eastern Conference Championship gear. You can get it at Liz.com too. Same time left, 12 and a half hours to go. 20% off site while using the promo code FITTE. F-I-T-T-E-D, FITTE, as Liz.com. So thank you for coming back to Shooting Lights Out with the Playmaker here. As we continue to recap the took place in the WNBA opening week Tuesday. Now being on Tuesday, May 23rd, this past Tuesday, you see the Dream taking on the Lynx and the Suns meeting the misses yet again. First and foremost, shout out to the Atlanta Dream getting their first win of the season. 83-77 of the Minnesota Lynx. Alicia Gray, 26 points, 10 boards to help out. Ryan Howard had a subpar game, 8 points with 4 boards, 6 assists. But Gray led the way. It's the fourth quarter that did it in for the Minnesota Lynx, 24-10. Outscored them by 14 points in the final period. That's all she wrote. Natasha Collier, 20 points for the Lynx. It just wasn't enough as the Lynx fought and signed itself over down 0-2 on the season. And the Atlanta Dream are 1-1 on the season. Round two between the Kinetic Suns and the Washington Mystics. And the Kinetic Suns took it again as they start off the season 3-0 with the 88-81 win over the Washington Mystics. Atlanta did 27 points to lead all scores, but hey, the Kinetic Suns. All 5 starters in double figures, led by Alicia Thompson with 22 points and 10 boards, Bonner with 15, Jones with 12, Hayes with 13, Heidemann with 13, and just the Kinetic Suns, even though they traded the former MVP and Jarrell Jones, they are 3-0. I don't think people believe the Suns will start 3-0. I don't think many people would think the Suns start 3-0, despite when they traded Kondra Gunn. They thought they'll go down here, but they're not. The Kinetic Suns are balling. You might want to pay attention. You just might want to pay attention to the Kinetic Suns. about 47.5% for the Suns to 41% for the Mystics. 36% for the Suns at 3-point range to 28% for the Mystics. There you go, your difference right there. They shot better from the field in 3-point range than the Mystics, and that's how you get a dub, shooting better. That was the recap. Now, today, ladies and gentlemen, this game here. Oh, man, if you have an opportunity. The Las Vegas Aces, their second game of the season, which is on the road again against the LA Spurs. And this game, Becky Hammon is still suspended. After this game, she comes back to the team. Both teams are 1-0. Somebody's taking the L tonight, 10 p.m. CBS Sports Network. Who would it be? Candace Parker is facing her, the team that drafted her when she came out of Tennessee in the LA Sparks. How would she feel against the team down in LA? How would she feel being back in LA? And then on Amazon Prime, if those of you who have Amazon Prime, you can watch the Minnesota Lynx and the Phoenix Mercury get together down in the desert in Phoenix. Brittany Griner's third game back. Both teams looking for their first win of the season. I think this is the game that the Phoenix Mercury should be able to get because the Minnesota Lynx are rebuilt. They have been rebuilding for the longest. I think they've been able since Michael Moore called it quits and retired out of nowhere, to be honest. They haven't picked up the pieces since. So this is a great opportunity for Brittany Griner, Diana Taurasi, and company to finally get off the schneid, get their first win of the season. And then you get to do it at home as well. So I'm looking for the Mercury to get out of this one. The Sparks and Aces, that's going to be interesting, man. I mean, you did just come out beating a team by 41 in your opening game on the road. But the Sparks, they could be making a comeback. And I said it during the pre-show with Megan Price. The Sparks trying to make a comeback. And so if the Aces ain't on the A game, the Sparks might catch them slipping tonight. I'm just saying, they might catch them slipping tonight. Don't fall asleep on the Sparks, man. Don't fall asleep on the Sparks. That's tonight. Tomorrow, to begin Memorial Day weekend. The Mystics trying to get off the two-game snide, both to the Connecticut Suns. Now they are in the Chi-Town against the Chicago Sky, who are undefeated. That is at 8 p.m. on Ion Television. And after that game on Ion Television at 10 p.m., the Dubs ring with their second game of the season. They are in Seattle this time to take on the Seattle Storm. How would teams respond to their first game with the Wings winning their first game of the Atlanta Dream? And how would the Storm rebound from that ass whooping that they took to the Las Vegas Aces by 41? And then continue your appetizers for the Memorial Day weekend. Saturday is a big one. Saturday, CBS has it, 1 p.m., the big one. We will see the Connecticut Sun, who are undefeated against the New York Liberty. 3-0 Suns, 1-1 Liberty. Can my Liberty build off of what they did last game against the Indiana Fever when Stewie went off for 45? But Stewie can't go off for 45 every game. Sabrina Ionescu got to show up. Joker Agone got to finally find her way within the system of the New York Liberty. And let's keep it going. Let's get on the ride. And then after that, 9 p.m., don't have a listen yet, but they should have a listen because it's round two between the Aces and Storm, this time in Vegas. They opening home game. That means championship banner parade and everything for the Las Vegas Aces will come with the Los Angeles Sparks coming into town. So they're pretty much just going from L.A. to Vegas. That's all they're doing. But in this one, a championship banner will be hanged in the Raptors up in Vegas on Saturday. That's at 9 p.m. And then Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, so finishing off your Memorial Day weekend, you have the Indiana Fever against the Atlanta Dream down in the ATL, 3 o'clock p.m., NBA TV. The Fever trying to get their first win of the season, and the Dream trying to continue their road that they got on when they won their second game of the season. 6 p.m., the Dallas Wings in Chi-Town to take on the Chicago Sky. That should be interesting. Two teams on the field. Let's see how that goes. And then finally, CBS Sports Network, 9 p.m., the Minnesota Lynx. They take the trip down to Vegas to face off against the defending champions, Las Vegas Aces. And I don't think the Lynx have a chance in hell in that game there.
So that will do it for this edition of the WNBA opening week recap. I'm the playmaker down the silence. I will catch y'all next week. And we'll see if the NBA Finals is set. Or did I have to go the distance with the Boston Celtics with the Miami Heat? Until then, I'll catch y'all later.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.